Good day, my name is Kevin O'Donoghue. I'd like to welcome you to St. Kieran's today. It's an opportunity for me to share God's word with you, and I'd like to thank Reverend Mike and the leadership for giving me this great opportunity. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning that we can come together in your wonderful name. Lord, thank you for everybody that's listening to this message, no matter where they are, and if they are in bed or up and about or whatever they're doing. We want to thank you that you'll be close to them, and Lord, bless them today in Jesus' name. The topic I've chosen this morning is the Lord is in the dark room with us. Welcome to the dark room. Just as photographs were once developed in the dark room, so God develops our lives through the dark and difficult times. The photographer works to make beautiful pictures come to life in the dim light of that environment. And God develops us in the gloomiest of circumstances. He's done it for years, and he's done it with great success. God's best workers have emerged from the darkest moments to make the greatest impact. Over the years, we've had a number of Bible students from BI with us, and I would then give these students an opportunity on a Sunday to be part of the service and get them to do different things. This young student, I then said to him quite simply that next Sunday, I'd like you to take up the tithes and the offering, but you have to produce the scripture and then pray over the tithes and offering. He chose 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. Let me read it to you. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. But when he got up to recite it, he made sure that he had his Bible closed because he memorized it, and he was perfect until he got to the last few words. Instead of saying, "For God loves a cheerful giver," he simply said, "For God loves a cheerful liver." Another student messed up and simply said that Jesus washed Mary's hair with his feet. If I mentioned the name Joseph to you, who do you think of in the Bible? Joseph of Arimathea, who was the one that gave his tomb to Jesus to be buried in, or Joseph of Joseph and Mary's story, or Joseph in the Old Testament who was sold into slavery, or Joseph is only mentioned once in the New Testament in Acts chapter 4, verses 36 to 37. And as we read that passage of scripture, we know that he was a Levite and he was from Cyprus, but we got to know him very well by his nickname. His nickname was simply Barnabas, so we never hear the name Joseph mentioned again, but Barnabas is often mentioned, simply the son of encouragement. Did you ever have a nickname? Mine was Mafuta when I was a little boy, and it literally means a fat little boy. So I want you to do something for me this morning as your first challenge. Kind words are easy and short and echo for ages, I saw a sticker once saying. So I want to encourage you to encourage somebody, either using your phone or going up to them, and just have a great or kind word of encouragement for them. And you'll be amazed what effect it'll have on them and on you. And so let's all become encouragers today. I want to use Joseph in the Old Testament, found in Genesis chapter 39, verses 20 to 23. And let's read it together. Joseph's master, who was Potiphar, took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But Joseph was there in the prison. The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. It's very interesting that twice in this three verses, it mentions the Lord was with him. Just a brief background about Joseph. His dad's name was Jacob. His dad, unfortunately, was a bit of a passive dad, and he grew up in a family where there were relational tension. Have many people not grown up in families where there's a lot of relational tension? His dad wanted to kill his uncle Esau because they fell out of the birthright. Joseph, because of his dreams and the coat that his dad gave him, a coat of many colors, the brother were jealous of him and they sold him into slavery. And the net result, as we carry on with the story, he ends up in Potiphar's house, and because of what happens between his wife and Joseph, he gets thrown into prison, and prison becomes the dark room of his life. It is very interesting as we study Joseph's life in the dark room, or the prison, if I can use that word, we discover that he develops tremendous character, and that holds him in good stead in the way forward. Now, in Joseph's case, dark times were permitted by God. Now, folk, I want you to know we all go through dark times. We go through difficult times. Some people go through a tremendous amount of suffering. And I've realized, just looking at my own life and maybe your life as well, that sufferings will either break our backs or bend our knees. And my desire and my prayer all times is that when people are going through dark patches and going through difficult times, that we would stand together and bend the knee together. Secondly, dark times enhances the presence of God. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. I want to repeat that again. But while Joseph was in his dark room or prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. I find this very interesting, because if you look at the definition of kindness, it means simply the deliberate deeds that are helpful to others. Deliberate deeds that are helpful to others. In this dark place, the Bible says that the Lord showed kindness, and the outflow of that kindness was simply that Joseph was granted favor in the eyes of the prison warder. Thirdly, dark times are a pathway for God. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in prison. He was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to Joseph because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. So think of this. If Joseph's brothers didn't hate him, they would never have sold him. If they wouldn't have sold him, he wouldn't have gotten down to Egypt. And if he hadn't gone down to Egypt, he would never have been worked for Potiphar. If he hadn't worked for Potiphar, he would never have been thrown in jail. And if he hadn't been gotten and thrown into jail, he would never have interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker. If he wouldn't have interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker, he never would have stood before Pharaoh to interpret his dream. If he would never stood before Pharaoh to interpret his dream, he wouldn't have come up with the most awesome solution on how to fix the problem that they had in Egypt, and he became the prime minister, second in control of the world. It's amazing how through all those dark room positions that he was found himself in, God moved him into this incredible position. Joseph spent years, I'm sure, going on, now, why did this happen? And then why did that happen? And my mother's dead, my brothers are creeps, and they all hated me, and now I'm in prison. And then I get falsely accused, and now I'm forgotten in prison. And year after year after year, until the day where all that is behind him, and his second command just under Pharaoh. Isn't that amazing? Listen to what Joseph said when he met up again with his brothers. And this is found in Genesis chapter 45 from verse 4 onwards, but I'm going to abbreviate it. And he turns around to his brothers and he says, I'm your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. For God sent me before you to preserve life. I've often thought about this, that Joseph woke up in prison and he went to sleep in a palace on the same day. Isn't God amazing in the life of Joseph? The Lord was with Joseph, and we need to just remember that that phrase comes up regularly as you read and study the life of Joseph. In the dark room, allow your and my eyes to get used to the darkness. We will then definitely see different objects in the room. I don't know about you that I've woken up at night and opened my eyes and everything seems so dark. But if I let my eyes get used to what's going around me, I then make out the objects of the wardrobe, and if there's anything on the floor, I don't trip over it. And so our eyes become used to the darkness. You see, if we allow our spiritual eyes to be opened in the darkness or the dark room that experience we might be going through, we will see that the Lord is with us. I love Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. It simply says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can be confident and say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Folk, I just want to remind you that no matter how dark it is or how difficult you think it is, just remember that the Lord is with you. Just as he was with Joseph, He will be with you and I. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I don't know where anybody is at this stage and what they're going through in their lives, but I want to thank you, Lord, that you're with us. And you told us very clearly that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, God, that you've got all of us in the palm of your hand. Now, to him who is able to keep you from falling and present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, be glory, majesty, and dominion, and authority before all time, now and forevermore. My simple prayer is that you'll have a blessed and great week. Listen, just remember, if you are going through a tough time, just remember the Lord is with you. God bless. Bye-bye.